You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
A new co-op in Vancouver has just started business to try and create a sustainable way of connecting local organic food producers with buyers in Vancouver. It's not a regular food co-op selling food without profit, nor is it a farmer's market just selling local produce. Neighbours Organic Weekly Buying Clubs, or NOW-BC, is a food distribution system that doesn't rely on commercial storefronts, but does help build community amongst those who use it. Joanna Michael is the outreach coordinator of NOW-BC, and she's joined me to talk about it. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Peter.
So, tell me, how does the system work?
Well, NOW-BC is an organization of clubs throughout the greater Vancouver area. What happens is, our participants go online, nowbc.ca, and order their food once a week. You can select specific items, which produce you want, bulk foods, milk, eggs, and then once a week we deliver to neighborhoods all over Greater Vancouver. We deliver to a member's home, and each of these members' homes are called depots. The nearby neighbors come to that member's home and pick up their food every week. So it's quite fun, actually. It's like a little food pickup party every week.
So, you know, when you talk about one of these depots at someone's home, how many members would be attached to one depot?
Well, a good size depot for someone's home is 10 to 15 people, because each participant doesn't have to order every week. And so that way it sort of guarantees that you get a decent number of orders every week coming to your house, and makes it worth a delivery, and offers a little bit of community visiting.
Like, do they need to have a porch or a lock-up area or something like that? How does it not get stolen or get wet?
Ideally, it's a front porch or a back porch or a carport, or for basement suites, under the deck or something like that, a covered lit area where people can pick up their food and it doesn't get drenched even in the middle of winter. And as far as stealing food, if that's a problem, people have been known to set up a box that they put a padlock on or something to that effect. Though for the most part, it's not a problem. It's on someone's front porch, and it's too close to really be grabbed, and it's picked up pretty quick. So
yeah. So okay, so we've got these depots, these clubs with these club hosts that have their porch or their garage or whatever that's being used. Now, how many of those depots are there? Like, you've only just started up again, I understand. So how many are there going now?
We have 18 going on 19, 20, and 21.
Okay.
We have new people interested in hosting a depot every few days. It's, we can't start them fast enough, it seems.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. You're really in a growth phase at the moment.
It's great. It's great. People are really keen on NOW-BC at this point.
Okay, so that's the consumer end of it. Okay, so what about the producers? Where does the food come from?
Our focus is local foods from local farms and processors. We want to support community, but we really want to support sustainable foods.
So these are like Valley organic farmers?
Glen Valley is one of our major suppliers. We also carry Anita's Flour and oats and things like that. You can look on our website for more information about our various suppliers.
And then, so, okay, how does the food then get from the farms to the clubs, the people's balconies and porches?
Okay, so it's a little bit of a mix of things. Some of the farmers deliver to us to a central location, where then we truck the food out to each neighborhood.
Okay.
Other people we pick up from. This week, we're about to carry Aphrodite's organic pies, partly in honor of Thanksgiving, and we'll pick up from them.
I suddenly got a little pang of hunger there. I don't know what was going on. So now, you've said that it's part of a larger village concept. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, we're closely affiliated with Village Vancouver. are focused on community building really plays into that, getting neighbors to know each other, cooperate with each other, is really important to us.
So what are the benefits, environmental and otherwise, to having a system like this?
Well, eating locally is super important to reducing our carbon footprints. If you consider how far your food travels to get from farm to plate, it's incredible. It's an incredible amount of infrastructure, money, gasoline that can get it there from out of country, from California, from overseas. And food is often fresher, tastier, and way less of an ecological nightmare to get to you if you simply buy in British Columbia.
So reduction of the ecological footprint basically is the big thing and a way of providing local organic food to people here.
Yes, absolutely.
So now the current initiative grew out of earlier efforts. And I suppose I'm interested in terms of, like, it sounds like you're in this great growth phase at the moment. What went wrong last time that you've somehow changed now?
Well, essentially, last time it was operator burnout. It was an informally organized group that boiled down to really one person doing everything. And that doesn't really speak to our goals either. We need a community of people building Now BC and sustaining it. At the end of the day, we didn't reach a sustainable enough size to support our infrastructure in a quick enough time frame. So in the spring, we shut down. Then there was a huge outcry. People couldn't see this food go. They couldn't see this distribution network disappearing. And since there's been a huge rally, our mail list has grown by 3 times. And we started back up again as a cooperative that gives us a structure. We have a board of directors. We have 60-something shareholders now. And we're organized. We'll be able to ensure we have a community of people making this work.
Do you think are there other advantages to being a co-op that you've noticed so far, or do you hope to notice?
Well, for the most part, it just speaks to everything we're about. It's about community efforts and cooperating with one another.
So now you've mentioned that people can participate and buy food without becoming a shareholder, but can you tell us what would be involved, you know, on both sides of that, either to just buy food or to buy food mm-hmm. as a shareholder, to become a shareholder member or whatever?
Well, we're interested in supplying local foods to everyone. Everyone is welcome to buy local foods through us. The advantages of being a member are that, one, you're investing in a local, ecologically friendly organization. You're helping to support that and build our infrastructure. You're also eligible for patronage refunds and dividends that will be decided upon annually when we get to that point. And, of course, we really want shareholders, especially the real keeners and regular buyers, so that we have their input, that they can come to our AGMs, that they can talk to us about issues, that they can vote on major co-op issues and elect our board of directors. We really need their input so that we are we're supplying what people need.
So, okay, let's say I'm living in a Vancouver neighborhood. I'm interested in starting to get some sort of connection to what you're doing. How would I go about getting involved?
Go to www.nowbc.ca and look at our list of delivery depots. Find a club host, try it out, and go from there.
Would I just contact the club host myself?
You would. You can contact myself, Joanna Michael. My email address and phone number is all over the website. I can help you get started anytime. Though a lot of people, they go online, they find a club host in their area, their emails are all posted, drop them an email, let them know you're interested, they'll send you back information on where to pick up. you place an order that week and go join the food pickup party.
Okay, that's great. I think I'm getting a bit more of a picture of it. Well, thanks very much for coming in and explaining it to me. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me, Peter.
I've been talking with Joanna Michael. Joanna Michael's the Outreach Coordinator for Now BC. And if you'd like more information, she mentioned her phone number. It's 604-222-0262. Or as she was mentioning, you can check out nowbc.ca.